And finally, since today is St. Patrick's Day, we thought we'd take a listen to what we think is the biggest Irish hip-hop hit of all time. Let's jump around from the group House of Pain. The group was formed in the early 90s by DJ Lethal, along with Irish-American rappers Danny Boy and Everlast. We caught up with Everlast and asked him what it was like breaking through in the world of hip-hop at a time when acts like Public Enemy were putting a sharp focus on race in America. Everlast told us the idea to form House of Pain actually came about while watching the Public Enemy rapper Professor Griff.
It was one particular Public Enemy show that, you know, Griff was on one that night and, like, you know, going on a tirade about the white people, and we loved Public Enemy, and that night we just felt a little alienated by the whole thing, so we just kind of were like, all right, we're going to make this House of Pain thing, and we're going to talk about being Irish. You know, everybody seems to think you have to want to be black to be involved in hip-hop, you know what I mean? And we were just kind of saying, nah, well, you can be you.
Jump Around is the byproduct of another collaboration with DJ Muggs, known for his work with the multi-ethnic hip-hop group Cypress Hill. The track features sharp lyrics, a squealing sample from a song by Prince, and a bass line sampled from an old Johnny Cash tune. When it debuted in 1992, it shot to number 3 on the U.S. charts and became a top 10 hit in both Ireland and the U.K. House of Pain's self-titled album went multi-platinum as fans connected to the song and the group, which often boasted of its Irish roots by wearing Boston Celtics jerseys.
We understood what the ethnic pride kind of still meant on the East Coast. You know, we just kind of ran with it and was like, all right, this is going to be, you know, we're going to use this as a way for people to identify who we are.
Though the song is close to 20 years old, it has had amazing staying power. Both Blender Magazine and the cable music channel VH1 listed it among their all-time best hip-hop songs. Everlast says he never thought the song would have such longevity, but perhaps it was his outsider status that made him work much harder to prove himself to the hip-hop community.
I had to love what I was doing. I was risking, you know, ass whoopings and my life at certain times going places I went to hear and get involved with hip-hop music. So I just, you know, as far as like locally in L.A., I just got mostly, you know, respect just for being, oh, look at this ballsy little white boy always around.
After Jump Around, House of Pain broke up, but Everlast scored another hit with his much mellower guitar song, What It's Like. Now the group is back together, and yes, they are performing Jump Around and inspiring people to jump up and get down for a fun-filled St. Patrick's Day. And that's our program for today. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Jump around.